Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, well, we head to Planet Rick.
And this is Planet Rick with Rick Extra.
Yep. Time to talk to Mr. Ector again. I talked to him earlier today about video editing, but we're not going to do that right now, are we? We don't want to talk about video editing right now.
Right. We got a little technical there, but yes, let me officially welcome you to Planet Rick, and as always, man, it's always a pleasure to be on. How was your day today, sir?
Aside from the fact that everything that I planned to do with you falling right into the basement, it was great. Aside from that one little technical snafu that did not work.
Man, I tell you, it's always the little things when it comes to technology.
It sure is. And the thing you got to remember, I don't know, I know that technical stuff sort of is, you know, you don't like it very much. The key thing I can tell you about technical stuff, the way to success is when it doesn't work, you cannot take a ball peen hammer to it.
Well, it's not that I'm a technophobe, man. I just believe that good technology should be intuitive. I should be able to just look at a thing or a piece of software and just intuitively
and just work, right? Just work.
Do it.
Yeah, I know. I used to subscribe to something that was software, and they were like, well, you can go online and find all of that stuff out. But, you know, I was looking at how, you know, I would every time I hit something, another drop down would come up, and I'd be like, there's no way someone can teach me this. No way. So, you know, I agree with you. So today at Planet Rick, on Planet Rick, as we walk the service of Planet Rick, what are we talking about today, sir?
You know what, man? It's very important. We're going to talk about range safety briefings. What are they? Why they're important? And how useful they are when you're either just shooting for your own personal enjoyment or whether you're assisting, training other people, or engaging in huge, large-scale projects like the ones that I do every year the week after Mother's Day to give all the women that I can find free shooting lessons.
Right.
So you got a shooting range, and obviously you want to shoot at a gun range. You know what? You just don't start shooting without understanding what's going on. You know, it reminds me of my very first exposure to going into a gun range, man. It was in the aftermath of the robbery that I had, and I went and bought a gun, like, without haste. And I took the gun to the gun range, man, and I was talking to the clerk, and I was about to go take my assignment and go get in the booth. And the guy, you know, he sensed, you know, confidence, that air I had about myself. He was like, you all set? You know everything? And, you know, that I felt a sense of bravado come over me. And then I said, you know what? You've never been to a gun range before. you know what? Just check your ego at the door and tell the guy, hey, look, never gone to a gun range before. I just bought this handgun. Is there anything that I should know? And you know what? There was a lot of information that he could have shared with me, but he gave me the bare minimum basics. But it was with that basic information he gave me that I was able to have a successful outing. Now, mind you, had something that we did not talk about in that range safety briefing had occurred, man, well, it wouldn't have turned out really well, you know. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here on Planet Rick to tell you and your listeners what range safety briefings are, why they're important, and what you should get out of them to ensure that you have a productive and safe outing at the gun range. What do you think about that?
Well, I've seen all the videos of people drawing the gun and shooting themselves in the leg, and the guy who pulls the hammer back and is talking about the revolver he's got, and then he triggers a .44 Magnum round into the ceiling, and he's supposed to be an instructor in a safety as that at an indoor gun range. So, yeah. So, I don't know how we combat this, but I have noticed the trend, not the trend, but I've seen more than one instance where murder, suicide, or just suicide takes part on an indoor range, especially where they rent a gun or something. So, I don't know
That's the most insidious thing, you know, this presumably anti-gunner so hates guns, and for whatever reason, you know, and my sympathies to the families and the loved ones involved, but they decide if they want to kill themselves, so they go to a gun range and rent a gun and then just kill themselves. I mean, it's the most senseless thing I've ever heard, but no one ever tries to make sense out of suicide.
No. So the range, the last class I took had one instructor. He had no RSOs. He had no assistants. And he thanked all of us for keeping the firing line safe the way we kept it safe. Because for you, right, when you're up there training 1,000 people, I can't imagine how many people you got roaming up and down that firing line. How many people you have on the firing line at one time?
You know what? We have a ton of people. Overall, we probably have like 60 or better firearms instructors there, and because the focus of my community service event, where we train 800 women in one day and we're going to train 1,000, you know, next year, the weekend after Mother's Day, I've always believed in having an abundance of caution and overlapping safety. You know, we only use vetted range safety officers, firearms instructors, and we train them one-on-one, one instructor, one person. You know, as an instructor who actively teaches today, man, I don't pretend that I can watch, you know, effectively, let's say, 5 brand-new green beginners all at once. You know, I know from experience that just telling people to do something, you know, based on their state of mind and how nervous they are, what you tell them is not what their body actually does, man. And I like to be very, very close to the person, you know, so close, you know, that I can actually see and anticipate everything that they're thinking or going to do, you know. And sometimes there are just things that happen and you can guess things if they're not handled appropriately. You know, bad things can happen. Typical case. Let's say hot brass, right? You're shooting at a range and brass is ejected from your semi-automatic pistol and it goes down your shirt and it's hot and it's burning. You know, there was a viral video that was out.
I tell you what, let's hold up on the hot brass because we're coming up on the first break and I want to hear this story about the hot brass. I know how much of a problem it is because I shoot most of the time without a hat on, and I'm bald, and I have hot brass bouncing off my dome all the time. I know exactly what you're talking about, but we'll get to the punchline here in just a little bit. Rick is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. He is the head of Rick's Firearms Academy, and he is the overlord of Planet Rick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We're talking to Rick Actor from Rick's Firearms Academy, legally armed in Detroit, talking about range safety briefings and hot brass. You were saying, sir?
Yes, hot brass, man. And if you've ever shot a semi-automatic pistol, hopefully someone has had the conversation with you what in the world that you should do should that brass, when it's ejected from your gun and it travels and it gets trapped in your clothing, in your shirt, trapped in a bra. What in the world do you want to do? And of course, man, you want to make sure you take your finger off the trigger, you put that gun down in a safe direction, and then you get that hot brass out. Well, you've probably seen those videos, man, where someone got the hot brass. I believe it was this one gentleman that was in the booth, and he took the gun and he pointed behind him, and he was shooting from behind himself while he was in the booth towards traffic, you know, in the gun range, man, and the gun actually discharged. He actually discharged the gun in an unsafe direction in the range because he got hot brass. Let me tell you, no matter how hot that brass is, man, you tough it out until you get your finger off that trigger and put that gun down.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. If you have something like that happen, put the gun down.
You know, it's hot. I get that. But by the time you get it out anyway, it'll probably be cool to the touch. But first up, first section of things I want to talk about, man, is I'm going to call it range safety briefing and related materials. Under range safety briefing, you should in some way or another be familiarized with the range, with fundamental firearm safety rules and any protocols that may need to be undertaken should certain events happen. Of course, and foremost, we must know the fundamental firearm safety rules. As always, I'm going to put you on the spot, Bill. Doesn't matter which system you're using, but yes. Give me the fundamental rules of firearm safety.
Never put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to fire. Don't put your sights on anything you're not willing to destroy. Treat every gun as if it's loaded and be sure of what's behind your target.
Absolutely, man. I teach the NRA rules, which are roughly similar. You know, I always tell people, always assume, you know, that the gun is loaded, keep it in a safe direction, finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot, and it's unloaded until it's ready for use. And to be sure, absolutely certain, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. Make sure you're wearing your safety equipment when you're shooting. What's my safety equipment, Bill?
Well, you should have eye protection on and hearing protection on.
Definitely. And you know what? It's always a good idea to have what's called an IFAK. What is IFAK?
Individual First Aid Kit.
Those are very handy. Hopefully, if we're following all the rules, nothing bad will happen, man. But you know what? I've been in a range for a while, and I've seen some really weird stuff that happens from time to time. You know, there was this one guy, man, and it's always the stereotype of the tough guy taking his girlfriend to the gun range, and he's going to teach her how to shoot, and this guy doesn't know how to shoot himself and doesn't know fundamental firearm safety. Well, this one knucklehead forgot to unload his gun after he took it out of the shooting area and was taken into a cleaning room. Lo and behold, he didn't unchamber the gun, and he pulled the trigger, and this bullet bounced all around the training room until it skinned him in the back of his head. Didn't penetrate his skull, but it did leave a nice gash in the back of his head. So some people might say poetic justice, but, man, you have to follow safety. And, of course, each rule, man, each gun range, you know, they're going to have some things that they do, you know, for, you know, insurance purposes. You know, maybe they'll talk with the insurance carrier and say, hey, we force our people to do this, that, and the other, so we can qualify for a different rate from normal. Make sure you're familiarized with all forms. you know, whatever staff that are available on scene, make sure you talk with those people. And, of course, some ranges are different. They can't handle all calibers. Figure out what calibers that range is rated for use. And, of course, when you go into a gun range, you should be completely sober. I'm talking about refraining from ingesting such items as, drum roll, Mr. Free, what should you not have in your bloodstream or your system?
Well, you probably shouldn't be drinking. I don't. I don't drink for much anyway, and unless I'm hanging out with Rick. And then that's only for dinner. Or definitely no drugs. No drugs, no alcohol.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. Nailed it. 100%. Or any other recreational drugs, illicit or otherwise. And that's the thing about society today. I'm not passing any judgments, but man, with the way the laws are going, you know, they're legalizing marijuana for recreational use all over the place. You know, it reminds me of a time where these 20-somethings came in, man, and they were just reeking of marijuana. You know what? I'm not knocking marijuana for those who partake. I personally don't. But you know what? It's not a good idea to go smoke marijuana and go to a gun range. It may sound cool, but no, it's not cool and it's not safe. And one thing to also keep in mind when we're talking about being at a gun range and possibly rendering aid is to know that Good Samaritan laws are there to protect you if you act within the scope of your training. Bill, tell me, what's a Good Samaritan law?
That's one of the ones that protect you in the case that you might try to render aid to somebody that has had a traumatic accident, been wounded, something like that, and they're hurt. And if you try to render aid to them to try to save them, if they don't make it, well, you're still, you know, you're good to go.
Absolutely. The key thing to know about that is if you are not trained to render aid to someone,
Yeah.
You probably won't have legal cover if you provide assistance and things don't turn out so well. And lead exposure, right? Lead is a key component. What's up?
Hang on to lead exposure right there. We're coming up on the next break, and you can find Rick by looking for him at Rick Ector, RickEctor on Facebook, Twitter. He's YouTube. He's about to kick up his YouTube game. Of course, he does all these media appearances. He's just a star. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorneys for the North Texas man accused of murdering 22 people inside a West Texas Walmart want more time to review evidence. They made the request during a status hearing late this afternoon in El Paso, saying they're not ready to go to trial. The 21-year-old is charged with capital murder in connection with the early August shooting spree. He pleaded not guilty and is being held without bond. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is reacting to French President Emmanuel Macron's view on NATO after Macron says the alliance is in the throes of brain death.
I think NATO remains an important, critical, perhaps historically one of the most critical strategic partnerships in all of recorded history.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 182 points to finish the day at 27,675, setting another record. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, we're walking around on the surface once again of Planet Rick with the Overlord, Rick Ector. He is... And we're talking about safety issues and everything else. Where were we, sir, when we had to move on into the break?
Yeah, we were talking about lead exposure, man. You know, when you're at a gun range, you know, you're shooting, and ammunition, you know, has lead in it. At some point, you know, the bullet usually is made of lead. It's probably jacketed. But right. It's in the environment, and of course, you know, most modern gun ranges, if you're shooting indoors, have these great multi-million-dollar air filtration systems. You want to address the subject of hygiene when you're through shooting. I am talking about what activity when I say hygiene?
I guess washing your hands?
Absolutely. Make sure you wash your hands with cold, soapy water. I liked how the tone had that raising quality to it. You were like, wash your hands.
Experienced
shooters know that they're supposed to do that.
Well, see, I do it because of all the cordite that I get all over my hands. I mean, I've never thought of it as a health issue. The first indoor range that I ever went and shot at was run by a police officer here locally, Ed Blackwell, and he ended up contracting COPD from all the lead at his... And this is back in the early 80s, late 70s. And You know, back then they didn't have the kind of safeguards they have in place, and he ended up passing away due to the COPD, but from all of that lead inhalation that he went through.
Yeah, you know, so most modern gun ranges, you know, have these great air filtration systems, and they're relatively safe. But when you're through shooting, you know, wash your hands with cold water to constrict your pores, nice soapy water, and actually lather up and wash them for a solid 60 seconds or so. And I would suggest cleaning your clothes as soon as you get home, especially if you have small children and pets. Now, I want to take inventory of the section of the agenda that talks about what I call certain situations, man, situations. And I've seen a lot of interesting ones. One of the most, man, scariest ones is a condition that's called a squib load. When I do my women's event, I'm literally training 814 women in a day, man, and the squib load is the thing that scares me the most. What is a squib load, Bill?
Squib load is where you pull the trigger and the primer and the powder all work, but for some reason it wasn't quite strong enough, so the round goes down the barrel and then stops and lodges without exiting the barrel. And then if you pull the trigger again, you now have you're going to have a gun blowing up in your hand.
Absolutely. You've turned a handgun into a hand grenade, and that is definitely something that keeps me up at night when we do our range safety briefing and our community meeting, our free shooting lessons for women. We stress that over and over and over again. And over the years, man, we've taught a few. You know, usually we have some really good ammunition, some good manufacturers, and everything is as it should be. But, I mean, when you're talking about statistics and the law of large numbers, you do something enough times, sooner or later, something rare will happen and occur. Also, when we're talking about shooting-related issues that could come up, sometimes people get a bad grip on the gun, man, and they don't do what I always suggest, which is to keep their thumbs on the same side of the gun. What bad thing could happen if you say, cross your thumbs or do not have both thumbs on the same side of the gun?
I don't know how you how would you manage to do that? Well, I imagine you get a little bit of slide. I imagine you can get a little bit of slide bite out of that, which that sounds quite innocuous for what it is. It's quite horrendous.
You say a little bit of slide bite, man. I was at a gun range teaching a student. There was a guy in the booth next to us, and I kept hearing the gun discharge, bang, bang. And every time the gun went bang, he went, ouch. And sooner or later, curiosity got the better of me, and I had to, my student put the gun down, and I went over and watched this guy. He had blood everywhere, man. Blood was all over the table. It was all over his shirt, all over his pants, all over the floor. And I was like, my God, man, you're not holding the gun right. And he, you know, sort of moved over towards me and was trying to put this bloody gun in my hand. I was like, oh, no, 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 no. That will not happen. Other interesting things that can occur at a gun range, we could also experience misfires. Misfires aren't that big of a deal. That's where you have a round, well, it was defective and it won't discharge when you pull the trigger. However, if you ever pull the trigger on a gun and it does not discharge, you know what? That does not excuse you from being unsafe with that gun.
No.
Keep it pointed in a safe direction. And I would always suggest counting to 30 to be on the safe side, because instead of having a misfire, you may actually have a hang fire.
Right.
A hang fire is where, of course, the powder gets started with this being energized, let's call it, and it becomes fully active, and you could have a situation where the gun actually goes off. So I would say count to 30. Make sure also, too, that when you're watching students in the range, and sometimes they do things like put the magazine in inverted backwards, and sometimes you'll get the magazine stuck in the gun. If you ever get a gun that's malfunctioning, what's maybe one safety rule you should have with a gun that's jammed and you just cannot get the magazine out or fix the malfunction with the gun?
I would be I'd be making sure it was still pointed downrange and away from everybody in a safe direction.
Absolutely.
After a certain point, I mean, I in the military, we used to take a weapon that would be all jammed up and everything. We would beat the living daylights out of it to get it to go back. I mean, we would raise it up and slam it down and all this other stuff to try to get the charging handle to go back. So they can take a whole lot of punishment and everything. But when you do get a mechanical issue, you still have to keep that muzzle aimed away from people.
Absolutely. Keep that gun pointed in the same direction and find some assistance from someone to help free up that gun. Usually I can do a pretty good job of fixing the gun on the fly, like inverted magazines. Sometimes that gun gets so jammed up, man, I have to actually get the employees from the gun range to come over or bring over a gunsmith. However, key rule I always have is keep that gun in the booth, keep that gun pointed down range, and still be safe with that gun while you try to fix the issue with the gun.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break, and we can continue with this because some of these, I'm very interested in these because you've probably seen a bunch of stuff that I've never seen. But
I can keep you up all night, man.
I'm sure you can. And when we get back, we'll have about 9 minutes for you to get me all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. But Rick is the head instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy, where he does this kind of training that he's telling you about right now with huge groups of people. He's also the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, and he is a rabble-rouser when it comes to the political scene. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are moseying about on the surface of Planet Rick with the overlord of Planet Rick, Rick Ector, talking about safe range practice. Which, that's important to develop that, because in order for us to be proficient as gun carriers, we have to go to the range, yeah?
Yes, we have to go to the range. And I stipulate that every person, once they achieve a level of proficiency with a gun, they should go to a gun range at least once a month and shoot, I'd say bare minimum 50 rounds, but 100 to be safe.
I shoot more than that every month, but I just like to shoot.
Well, that's the bare minimum. I mean, yeah. When we talk about someone like you, you're out into three standard deviations in terms of the person at a gun range shooting.
Yeah.
But you know what? The one thing that I want to make sure that we touch on in this last segment, man, is called emergency procedures, emergency drill. You know, sometimes through, you know, our best practices and our best efforts, you know, there could be an incident at a gun range, either within your group or within some other group that's at a gun range. You know, there was a big story in the news here about someone who was negligent at a gun range here in the Metro Detroit area, and they had a gun that they didn't know the status of. It was loaded, and they thought it was unloaded because they took it to lunch and brought it back and didn't unload it. Long story short, this person ended up pulling the trigger on a loaded gun in the classroom, and this bullet went through a wall and actually went through two thighs and hit both femoral arteries, and had someone not taken quick action, someone could have literally bled out and died at the gun range. But if you haven't gotten it yet, I'm strongly suggesting that you should have some procedures in place when you're overseeing shooting activities. If an emergency happens, go ahead.
Both thighs on one person?
Yes. One bullet went through both thighs and hit both arteries.
Wow.
I mean, it took quick acting because they literally could have, you know, drained all
that's
the
about
blood
4 minutes.
Their body.
4 minutes, yeah.
You know, it
that's with one. Action. That's one.
That one bullet, two femoral arteries. What are the odds, man? It actually happened. But if an emergency happens,
Someone should yell out ceasefire. When you hear the ceasefire command, take your finger off the trigger, put that gun down, point in a safe direction, and step away from the firing line. Whenever there is a designated shooting activity, there should be a person in charge in your group. Hopefully there's someone on staff supervising and watching shooting activities to spring into action. You can't assume that's always going to happen, but you want to make sure these following tasks are done. That first aid is being delivered to the person in question. That help, assistance, whether it's an ambulance, EMS, 911, is dispatched to the scene. Put people throughout the range or outside on the grounds of the property to direct safety EMS personnel to get directly to the injured without delay. Assign everyone a task, stay calm, and if someone has first aid training, CPR training, or AED training, you know, they should go ahead and feel free to spring into action, limited to the scope of their training per the Good Samaritan law that most states have on the books. And the last two things that I would want to suggest, you know, and this is for people who like to know everything, I would say take an RSO, a range safety officer class. Learn how to supervise safe shooting activities at gun ranges, both inside and out. And as a matter of fact, I would recommend that every firearms trainer or range safety officer actually become a credentialed RSO, range safety officer. And the one other thing that I would like to suggest is that everyone consider signing up for Red Cross training. Basic first aid, CPR, and AED training. So I'm going to put you on the spot, Bill. Are you a credentialed first aid, CPR, AED responder?
At one point, I was at such a level that I could have given you an IV.
Okay.
Now, it's been a while. It's been a while. I don't have the kind of aid bag that I would need to run a line of lactated ringer, which, you know, an IV is just a volume expander trying to keep you from not exsanguinating in the event of, right, of what we're talking about. But, you know, I have enough retention of most things to be able to. And, I mean, that was I was not a medic in the Army, but I was referred to as a lifesaver. And this is where all of the non-medic MOSs would go and take and learn the skill set we had. The only thing we could not do is do a chest decompression needle. Because
I feel deficient, man.
Well, now, we cheated a lot.
All this stuff you can do, man.
All I know is
basic CPR and, you know, first aid, and I'm a chief RSO.
The thing about first aid, though, is that if you can have them breathing when they get to the hospital, if you can keep them alive till they get to the hospital, they have an 80% chance of pulling through. That's the thing.
Oh.
So, I mean... And that's a big thing. That's a big thing. So you got to be able to stop bleeding. You got to be able to keep the airway open. And everything else comes, you know, if they've got some sort of a really bad spinal injury or something, you probably need to keep them pretty still and not moving or anything else. But if you can keep them from bleeding out and if you can keep them breathing, you have won that fight.
Yeah, and, you know, I just think that, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't shoot in ranges because it's based on geography and where they live at and, you know, how many ranges are in the area. And a lot of people shoot either out in the woods, wilderness, or their backyard, depending on how much property they have. You know, I just wonder, you know, if they are not safe and have not been trained, if something bad happens, could they make it to a medical facility to get the help they needed when they need it, you know?
I think the thing to remember about a range, if you're going to go shoot anywhere, You want to be near a big enough opening that they could land a helicopter near you if they had to, and you want to be in a place where they can get an ambulance back there to you if they have to drive in there to get you. That, and if, you know, those are the two big things.
You know, the range that I'm going to on Saturday, I'm teaching a class on Saturday. There is enough property on the grounds for a helicopter, but let's hope we don't need to try to wave in a helicopter to safely land on the premises.
Yeah.
That would be a thing. You know, I shoot, you know, fairly often, man. And when I see someone doing something unsafe, I'll take it upon myself to just interject and just put myself into that environment, into that situation, identify myself and my credentials and ask, can I assist? And I've only had one bad situation, and that was this guy who was, I guess, bringing his girlfriend, but she didn't know anything about guns, and he kept leaving her and deserting her. And I kept trying to help her, and then he kept getting, you know, a little upset with me, and I was getting upset with him. And, you know, he was leaving a clueless newbie along in a booth with a gun, and she didn't know what she was doing. You know, and it wasn't her fault. It was his fault. But, you know, there's jerks all over the place.
There you go. We're running out of time. Rick will be back next week. Planet Rick will orbit around and be right in line with Jupiter and Mars next Thursday. I would like to thank you, Professor, for once again helping us out.
Man, it was my pleasure. I look forward to it next Thursday evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Planet Rick, Rick Etcher.
Roger that, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
She wouldn't know, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.